two identical girls, one horrific murder, 16 years of secrets. When Olivia D'Angeli discovers through a genetic test that the man who raised her isn't her biological father, her entire identity unravels. Meanwhile, Reagan Knight has spent a year living in a pickup truck with her mother, Lori, the infamous Witch of Lost Lake, who was convicted of murdering archery instructor Jacob Knight and teenager Gia North with arrows 16 years ago. Reagan believes her mother was framed and returns to Camp Lost Lake determined to prove it. What neither girl knows is that they're identical twins, separated at birth, and the truth about their origins is far more twisted than either could imagine. When Gia's missing camera suddenly reappears, the same camera that supposedly captured evidence of the killer's identity 16 years ago, it triggers a new wave of murders that mirror the original crimes. Someone is killing again, and they'll stop at nothing to keep the past buried. 16 years ago, Camp Lost Lake became infamous when archery instructor Jacob Knight and teenage Gia North were murdered with arrows. Jacob's wife, Lori, was blamed after being seen in a witch mask, earning her the nickname the Witch of Lost Lake. That same night, 16-year-old Andy D'Angeli gave birth to twin girls in the abandoned lighthouse. In the aftermath, the twins were separated. Andy's mother, Miranda, took one baby, Olivia, claiming she'd given birth to her in the camp parking lot. Lori Knight fled with the other baby, Regan, allowing herself to be framed rather than risk the child's safety. The true killer was Officer Carly Knight, Jacob's sister. After 14 years caring for their ill mother, Carly expected Jacob to take over. When Jacob revealed he needed to help Matthew Knight and his pregnant girlfriend instead, Carly snapped, killing her brother and then Gia, who witnessed the murder. This night's tragedy wasn't just about the murders or the birth, but how one violent moment shattered multiple lives and created ripple effects across generations. The twin separation created two entirely different lives, identities, and understandings of family and truth. Imagine growing up feeling something essential is missing, only to discover your mirror image amid danger. Olivia D'Angeli has been raised comfortably near Camp Lost Lake, always feeling connected to the infamous murders coinciding with her birth. Her relationship with her older sister Andy remains strained, Andy appearing polished and perfect, but emotionally distant. Regan Knight lives entirely differently. Residing in a pickup truck with Lori, she sacrificed swimming, education, and friendships, believing in her mother's innocence. I've spent a year living out of a truck, sleeping in Walmart parking lots, using truck stop showers, all because my mom was framed for murder. When they meet in the abandoned lodge, recognition is instantaneous. The girl standing before me is my mirror image, Reagan thinks. We have the same eyes, nose, freckles. This moment is immediately followed by danger. A figure in the witch mask murders their friend Sawyer with an arrow. 16 years ago, Gia North documented everything on her camera, capturing incriminating evidence before her death. When Gia's butterfly-stickered camera suddenly reappears, it triggers deadly events. The footage reveals something shocking. Andy confronting Gia on the murder night, her face contorted with rage, a sigh of her no one has seen before. 16 years after the original murders, the Witch of Lost Lake returns, a figure in the same drooping witch mask, wielding a bow and arrow with deadly precision. As bodies accumulate at the reopened camp, the twins must determine if they're facing a copycat killer or something more sinister. The first victim is Sawyer, killed with an arrow through the neck, mirroring Jacob Knight's murder. The witch's mask has dried blood crusted on it, Olivia observes, and she's still holding her bow. More deaths follow. Eric strangled, Jack shot with an arrow, targeting anyone helping Reagan and Olivia uncover the truth. As they investigate, shocking family secrets emerge. Andy D'Angeli was secretly pregnant as a teenager. The ultrasound showing Olivia's mother only 18 weeks pregnant on her supposed birth date wasn't Miranda's, it was Andy's. I couldn't have killed anyone that night, Andy confesses, because I was giving birth. The full truth? Andy was pregnant with twins, Reagan and Olivia, fathered by Matthew Knight. During the murders, Andy was in labor at the lighthouse with Lori Knight helping deliver the babies when Lori witnessed Officer Carly Knight murder Gia North. The new witch is Officer Carly herself, Jacob's sister, and the original murderer who framed Lori. Her motive is financial. Matthew's mother left her estate to his twin daughters instead of Carly, who only recently discovered Reagan and Olivia's true identities as the rightful heirs. Reagan and Olivia gradually develop a bond that transcends their traumatic circumstances. Initially at odds, Reagan suspecting Olivia's family, while Olivia defends her sister Andy, their connection emerges through shared danger. When Reagan is caught in a bear trap, Olivia risks her safety to help, showing the first glimpse of their connection. Their bond strengthens during the confrontation with Officer Knight. When Knight forces Reagan up the treacherous lighthouse stairs at gunpoint, Olivia and Andy follow without hesitation. In the climactic moment, Reagan positions herself to push Knight through the window. Olivia instantly understands her twin's intentions without words, joining the attack in perfect synchronization. "Family takes care of each other," Olivia tells Reagan afterward. "Yeah," Reagan agrees, taking her hand. "I guess they do." This nascent sisterhood represents hope amid darkness, blooming like wildflowers through concrete cracks. 3 months later, they prepare for their first day of senior year together. Though their relationship still has moments of awkwardness, Olivia values having a twin sister, while Reagan has found enough peace to settle in Lost Lake with Lori, while fighting to clear her name. Just as the twins begin rebuilding their lives, a shocking revelation emerges. Matthew Knight, presumed dead for 16 years and believed to be their father, is alive. While visiting the spot where she thought Matthew died, Andy recalls their fateful argument. He had suggested she sacrifice her future while he attended NYU. Enraged, she pushed him, never expecting him to fall through the lighthouse window into the water, just as her first contraction began. But as she places flowers at the lake's edge, Andy discovers Matthew, filthy, feral, with tangled hair and carrying a bloody bear trap. His threatening presence suggests the violence at Camp Lost Lake may continue. This twist reinforces that nothing is as it seems. Every truth contains another lie, and the past never truly disappears. It waits beneath the surface. The twin story reveals that truth, however painful, causes less damage than deception. Lives built on lies inevitably crumble. Yet the sisters demonstrate that even after discovering your identity was fabricated, rebuilding is possible, not despite the truth, but because of it.